ladies and gentlemen, Christopher Hunt said, if you treat your physical body well by eating right, exercising, and refraining from bad habits, your body will generally be more healthy and fit. Your body will endure exertion longer and resist illness more successfully. The same is true with your spirit. When you spend time regularly with God in His Word and in prayer. What a great way to put it. Join me in prayer. Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, help everyone in the house and help everyone participating with us online live now through multiple sources and multiple platforms around the world. We thank you for this technology that is right there in the palm of people's hands, that they can see me live and on demand at any time around the globe and hear me. And Lord, we give you the glory, the praise, and the honor for that. Lord, we thank you for your goodness to us, your mercy, your love, your grace, and your favor. And where we have sinned in any way, in heart, in attitude, in spirit, and mind, grieving your Holy Spirit, quenching your Holy Spirit, having bad attitudes, having bad spirits, Lord, all unrighteousness of thought, word, and deed. For unfortunately, Lord, as you know better than we do, we're prone to wander. We're prone to be doing well one day or even 2 days and then just totally mess up royally. So have mercy and grace upon each and every one of us. Where we have sinned, where we have rebelled, where we have done evil in any way, thought, word, or deed, for Jesus Christ's sake as your children, forgive us of our sins based upon the precious blood of Christ that was shed on the cross for us, as we from our hearts, by your grace, forgive others. Crush and crucify, Lord, our flesh and the old man within us, and fill us, Lord, afresh and anew with the fullness and the power, the unction and the anointing, the fruit and the liberty, Lord, of your Holy Spirit. And have us to walk in the power of your Holy Spirit as Christians. We pray that you would save those who are lost. Revive those of us who are saved. Help us to pray, to seek your face, to humble ourselves and to turn from our wicked ways. Revive us again and help us to get back to our first love, you, Lord Jesus. And Holy Father God, we pray that you would rebuke and bind the devil, his demons, and his hosts, and cast out and block the satanic spirit of Judas, betrayal, sabotage, and pride, and stubbornness, Lord, in the hearts of people, in my family, and in other families, and in every ministry. Lord, surround us with your protection, a band of your holy angels, a wall of your holy fire, place, Lord, upon us the whole arm of God, and put a guard at our hearts, our minds, our tongues, our attitudes, our temperaments, that we would not sin against you. We cast all care upon you, for Lord, we know that you care for us. Help us to be prayerful, cheerful, and joyful throughout this day. Help us to pray without ceasing, and help us not to worry and or to fret. And Lord, we pray that you would truly lead us, guide us, and direct us throughout this morning, this afternoon, and evening. And Lord, we pray that you would work divine miracles for us as you have down through the years and open up great doors for us that no man can shut. Pave the way for us throughout this day and make us to be a blessing to others. And Holy Father God, we pray that you'll put the solitary, the lonely in families. Lord, they can't see it right now, but we pray that you'd work a divine miracle and have that to come to pass. The person who is depressed and lonely today, visit with them, even your children. And Holy Father God, we thank you so much for salvation, spiritual, family, financial, material, physical, life blessings and provisions that you have indeed bestowed upon us down through the years. And we pray that you continue to do that, not only for us, but all of the people who are on our prayer list, in the hundreds of people. And we thank you for the privilege for praying for thousands of folks down through the years. And we thank you for hearing and answering our prayers for them. And Lord, we include in this those who have gotten saved through this ministry, those who have rededicated their life through this ministry. And we pray for those who have heard the gospel in the numbering in the millions, Lord, but have not responded back to us to let us know they got saved or what happened in their hearts. Lord, let your will be done in their lives as well. Have your Holy Spirit not to give them rest until they come to know your Savior. Again, we thank you for your favor, your mercy, your love, and your grace. Lord, we stand amazed at it, and we stand amazed at what you have done with our lives, coming from nothing and doing what you have done. We give you the glory, praise, and honor, for all of it is due your name. Bless your people today. And Lord, I'm very proud of and happy for several people this morning. And Lord, I pray that they would keep their chin up, be prayerful, be sober-minded, vigilant, and watchful, and help them to do what is right in your sight. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in reading our devotional passage from the Word of God. And that passage is Psalm 68:11 through 18. And we thank you, Lord, for folks who stayed up last night and prayed throughout the night. And we trust and believe that you will hear and answer those midnight cries, wee hour of the morning prayers. For Lord, you said in your word, and I would like to investigate this further, but you said in your word that you got up a great while, Lord Jesus, before day to pray. And I pray that you'll help us to learn the benefit of that. Verse 11, the Lord gave the word, great was the company of those that published it. Are you a part of the team, Lord, of getting his word out, sharing the gospel, encouraging saints? Verse 12, kings of armies did flee apace, and she that tarried at home divided the spoil. Though ye have lean among the pots, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove covered with silver and her feathers with yellow gold. When the Almighty scattered kings in it, it was white as snow in Salmon. The heel of God is as the heel of Bashan, and high heel as the heel of Bashan. Why leap ye, ye high heels? This is the heel which God desireth to dwell in. Yea, the Lord will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them as in Sinai, in the holy place. Thou hast ascended on high, thou hast led captivity captive, thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your holy word. And we pray that you would give us your wisdom, your knowledge, your understanding and insight from your holy word. And Holy Father God, we pray that you'll help us to apply it to our lives, help us to meditate on it throughout the day, and help us to love it, to cherish it, and to obey it. And help us, Lord, to follow your holy word each and every day of our lives. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, beloved, we pray for government leaders and other states and other people based upon 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Holy Father God, we pray for President Donald Trump and his administration and his family. We pray for salvation, spiritual, family, financial, life, protection, blessings upon them. We pray that you would give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and insight. And we include in this prayer each member of the White House staff, all of his administration, leaders of federal agencies, all members of Congress, all governors, all mayors, all police chiefs, all sheriffs, all military leaders. We thank you for all of these men and women. And we give you glory, praise, and honor for them, for they're in the ministry as well, in another way. And we pray for the leaders of all nations around the world, people who have stepped up, yes, some for ambition's sake and pride, but many to simply serve and to make things better. We pray for all church leadership. We pray for the salvation of those who have been raised in church but never have trusted Christ as Savior, religious but lost. We pray for those who are saved. Fill them with your Holy Spirit. Revive all of us again to lead others to salvation and lead others to revival. We pray for all current events. Holy Father God, we pray for all current events around the world. Lord, you know all about them. We're not here to inform you. We are just here to obey you and to pray to you for help. Even though we do believe some things are as a result of sin in the lives of people, and judgment has fallen, to warn people to confess their sins and to repent. At the same time, Lord, you want us to help people, not only pray for people, but to help them. And so we pray for the comfort of the families of the over 230 people killed in the earthquake in Mexico for the recovery of all of the people who were affected by it. And we pray for the folks in Puerto Rico, Dominica, the islands of the sea, impacted by a horrible hurricane, as well as in Florida from Irma and Texas from Harvey. We also pray for the media that they would do their job and tell the truth and not be the news and not make up the news. We also pray for some of the prayer requests that have come in. We pray for Yumesh. Please bless the Orissa Missionary Movement and Independent and Indigenous Ministries. We also pray for Pastor Bushibi. Please provide them with the Bibles and Christian literature, a library, and support for orphans and widows, as well as bikes and better transportation for pastors. We pray for Nakia. Please protect her from going to jail again. Save her fiance and have them to get married, if that is your will. And Holy Father God, we pray for those who have been saved for a while and through this ministry who have gotten saved recently, rather. We pray for Victor. We pray for Deshita. We pray for Melwort. And we pray that you'll help these to grow in the faith. And Lord, we pray for those who have recommitted their lives. They have been saved for a while, but they have come back to you through the preaching of your holy word. Help these to stand strong in the faith. We pray for Iber, Susan, Musisi, and others. And we commit these souls into your hands as well as our own. Let your will be done in our lives today. Glorify your holy name through our lives. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Remember, this is our shorter version of devotions. We've cut a lot out to show you, for those of you who don't have a whole hour to have family devotions in the morning, or 2 hours as we've had it in the past, or 3 hours. I can do that because I'm full-time in the ministry. This is my life. I have got to spend time in prayer. I must spend time in prayer. And by the grace of God, I want to spend time in prayer with my family. And it has had a tremendous positive impact upon our lives. Everybody does not have that kind of time to do that. And so we are showing you that you can have shorter devotions. And you can even have shorter devotions than what I'm doing. But I do believe that you ought not to rush in and out of the presence of God. And of course, you can have many devotions throughout the day through breath prayers and praying without ceasing. Our devotional reading for today is titled, Are You Going On With Jesus, Part 2, by Oswald Chambers. Luke 22:28 says, You are those who have continued with me in my trials. My. We have the idea that we ought to shield ourselves from some of the things God brings around us. May it never be. It is God who engineers our circumstances. And allow me to share with you today, I believe God spoke to my heart. He said this to me, I do believe. Things, he said, son, just don't happen for no reason at all. I know the world is, and governmental officials and people who are not in the beloved go around saying things like that. It's just a natural disaster. It's just a natural disaster. It is Mother Nature. It is global warming. God told me in no uncertain terms, don't believe that lie. I control everything. The problem is, if sin had not entered into the world through disobedience, none of these things would happen. The problem is sin. And people committing sin in my sight. In the church and outside of the church. He said, don't believe the lie and tell everybody else. Things don't just happen. There's a reason for everything happening. It is God who engineers our circumstances. And whatever they may be, we must see that we face them while continually abiding with Him in His temptations. They are His temptations, not temptations to us, but temptations to the life of the Son of God in us. My. Jesus Christ's honor is at stake in our bodily lives. And all of us who are saved, all of us who are born again, therefore all of us who are filled with the Holy Spirit of God, we know that to be true, don't we? Yes, we do. We know it to be true. And that's why you know you ought not to do certain things. Are we remaining faithful to the Son of God in everything that attacks His life in us? Are you going on with Jesus? That's the question. Are you going on with Jesus, my beloved, my brother, my sister, my young person? Are you going on with Jesus? I'm reminded of a message that Dr. Raymond Hancock preached some years ago. He said, I'm going through. He said, I'm catching hell. I have problems in my family. I have problems in the church. I have problems with my own life and temptations. But then he read back and said, but I think I'll go on anyhow. Can somebody say amen? I think I'll go on anyhow. I don't understand what's going on. I don't know why these things are happening. The devil is buffeting me. My flesh is tempting me. My family is acting weird. Things that I thought should be working out fine are not, but I think I'm going to go on anyhow. The marriage is not what it should be. The debts are high and the money is low. I have a Judas in the ministry, but I think I'll go on anyhow. Can somebody say amen? The way goes through Gethsemane, through the city gate, and on outside the camp. The way is lonely, Danita and Danae and Danny and others out there. The way is lonely and goes on until there is no longer even a trace of a footprint to follow. My God, help us. But only the voice saying, follow me. Follow me. Follow me. Are you going to go on with Jesus? Let's pray. Holy Father God, help your disciples, help your children. Some are holding on by a thread. Some don't understand what they're going through. Some understand what they're going through, but they just don't feel like going through it anymore. They want things to even out. They want things to go smoother. They don't even see your footprints anymore to follow you. All they hear is your voice coming from a certain direction. And between your voice and them is nothing but trouble and storms and hurricanes and problems and issues and difficulties and wicked people and mean people, and some who are supposed to be saved and helping you are hurting you. And so, Holy Father God, help us by your grace and by the power of your Holy Spirit to go on with you, Lord Jesus, for it is in your name we pray, and for your sake, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, today, if you're with us, if you happened upon us from the World Wide Web, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and the free pardon of your sins, Jesus has a word for you. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The Bible also says in Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou you shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Jesus said, ye must be born again. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou you shalt be saved. Just understand, just realize, just recognize, just acknowledge, and just admit that you are a sinner. You have done bad things in your life. You're doing bad things today. You have some plans to do some evil things later on. You know who you are, and you know that you're not saved, and you need to be saved. And you need to understand, because of your sin, you're on the way to hell. Jesus Christ to preach more on hell than he did about heaven. Jesus Christ to preach more on hell than anybody in the Bible, any other prophet. So hell is a real place. Hell is your destination if you don't trust Christ as Savior. No, I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just stating the facts. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved from hell. Pray and ask him to save your soul and he will save you. Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins and for mine, was buried and rose again. And all you have to do is believe in him and pray and ask him to save you. Yes, it is as simple as that. I will be glad to lead you in what is called the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and trust Christ as your Savior. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner because I have broken your commandments. I understand very simply that I deserve to go to hell forever because of my sins. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins, as I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past and to follow you in the new life. Help me to go on to follow you. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you just trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you prayed that prayer with me and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, the Bible, not your feelings, not my feelings, you are now saved from sin and hell and you're on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God, dear friend. I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life, and that is believing on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Until next time, my beloved, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer.
Just like you said he would.